Our story begins at the rec center. Chuck has just dialed the number for Zach Jessup that he found in Rachel Cummings' address book.
Hello?
Is this Mr. Jessup?
Yes, it is. Who's calling?
Mr. Jessup, this is Chuck Landers.
Welcome to Scripts and Scruples.
Landers, what the hell are you doing calling here?
I'm very sorry about your wife. I had no intentions of calling you, but something has come up.
Well, it's going to have to wait. I'm not very comfortable talking to you or having my daughter talk to you after what you did to Zelda.
Sir, did you know a young girl named Rachel Cummings?
Rachel Cummings? How do you know about her? Look, I can't talk about this here. I have family over. My wife is being buried tomorrow. I have to go.
At Raven's apartment, Hannah and Todd have just arrived after leaving Connie's.
Is there any word on Mandy?
Not yet. Joe went over to Westside to see what he could find out.
What kind of screwed up hospital is this anyway? Jesus.
Tell me about it.
Todd, how's Ariel?
She seems to be all right. But Alicia and Tanya are taking her back to Erie. And I'm going with them.
What? You are?
But I just decided. I asked Serena for a few days off and she agreed.
Oh. She's going to be fine, right?
I think so. But I want to spend a few days with her anyway. Away from here.
Hannah, maybe you should go too. It might do you some good to get away from here. I know you haven't slept well since the explosion.
Are you still having trouble sleeping? You haven't said anything to me.
It's fine. I am fine. Don't worry about it. Look, I can't go anywhere right now anyway. With Mandy Selleck on the loose, I'm not going to leave your side.
That isn't necessary, Hannah. Let me get that. Hello?
Raven, it's Blake. How are you?
I'm okay. Just trying to convince Hannah to go to Erie with Todd. How are you?
I'm doing as best I can, I guess. Matt had his bandages removed today.
How's his face?
I'm not sure. I haven't seen him yet.
If you love him, Blake, just be there for him.
I'm trying. You know I don't have much experience as a supportive lover. This is all new to me.
I'm sure you'll be fine.
So what's this about Hannah not going to Erie?
Todd is going to Erie for a few days to be with his family, but Hannah thinks she needs to stay here and protect me.
Raven, if you'd like me to stay over there while Mandy's on the loose, I'll do it.
No, Blake, you don't have to be my protector either.
But isn't your mom leaving tonight? You can't be there all alone, Raven. It's not a good idea.
Well, you're probably right.
Look, I'm not exactly thrilled about being by myself right now either. Why don't you let me crash on your couch for a couple of days, and maybe that'll put Hannah's mind at ease, and yours as well.
Oh, Blake, I couldn't ask you to go so much trouble for me.
Raven, you're the best friend I have in the world. Let me do this for you.
I don't know what to say. It's such a kind offer.
Just say yes. Tell Hannah to go to Erie with Todd.
Okay, I will.
Okay, I'm going back to Matt's room now. I'll talk to you later today.
All right. Thanks, Blake. Hang in there.
You too.
That was Blake. He's going to stay here with me the next couple of days, so you're free to go to Erie.
Raven, I don't want to leave you. Blake or no Blake?
Just go. I'm sure Todd would love to have you by his side. Right, Todd?
Of course.
But what about when Blake's at the hospital? Who's going to be here with you?
Connie or Clint or someone. I promise I'll never be alone.
I still don't know. Getting away does sound good to me, though.
Babe, sounds like Raven's just going to have plenty of people look after, including Joe. All right? Now, what do you say?
All right. I'll go.
At St. John Hospital, Blake is about to enter Matt's room when Nurse Junie Benson stops him.
Hold it! You can't go in there!
Excuse me? This is my friend's room.
Matthew Malone, right?
Yes.
And you're Blake Whitney?
Yes.
He doesn't want to see you. He asked that you not be allowed in his room.
He did what? You've got to be mistaken.
No. I'm afraid I'm not. He made it very clear that he doesn't want to see you. Look, he just had his bandages removed today, and he's upset. Just give him some time.
He needs me right now.
It's best for him if he's not upset, so can you please just abide by his wishes?
Okay. I'm not too happy about it, but I guess I will. For now.
At a midtown apartment complex, Agnes has just finished looking at a potential apartment and is talking with the super.
I like it. I mean, I really don't want to leave my son's apartment, but he's forcing me out.
What the hell are you doing here?
Me? What are you doing here?
I live in this building.
Oh, God. I'm glad I found that out before I signed a lease.
You were looking at 5B? Oh, hell. I'm in 6B. You'd be right below me.
I wouldn't want to be above you, below you, or anywhere in your proximity.
The feeling is mutual, so go find yourself someplace else to live.
Just so we're clear, I'm not turning this place down because of you.
I don't care what your reasons are. Just go somewhere else, okay?
Who do you think you are telling me where I can and where I can't live?
I'm the woman whose brother you murdered.
That does it. Mr. Wendt, where's the lease? I want to sign it. I'm ready to move in right now.
Join us again next time for another exciting episode of Scripts and Scruples.